Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the latest installment of Inside Twins as we come to you on a gorgeous Sunday here at Target Field. Sunshine, blue skies, wrapping up this weekend series. Twins and the Blue Jays coming up in just about 1 hour from now. It's a 1:10 scheduled start. Ricky Nolasco today for the Twins and Drew Hutchison going for the Blue Jays. I'm Corey Provis. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in two ways, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. Always glad to see the GM of the Minnesota Twins. We say hello to Terry Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Corey.
Good to see you. Great to wrap up the month of May here at home. And Terry, so much to get to on the program today. But let's start with the month of May. The Twins have had, after their 20th win here in the month of May today, has there been one or many things that have stood out from your perspective here in the month of May?
I think the one thing I'm most pleased about is the team defense. We really picked it up, and we're making plays, and plays we didn't make the last couple of years that have allowed us to get in the pitch count with the pitchers, of course, and keep them out there. But it's stalled rallies, and we have made plays that we certainly are not used to seeing around here for a while.
And that's a good place to start, because listening to your daily spring training media sessions, I don't think a day went by when you were not asked about the outfield defense. So much was made, at least metrically, about Torii Hunter and Wright. Arcy in left, center field began kind of with a Robinson, Schaefer, not really a slam dunk platoon, but personnel changes have forced, I think, the Twins and allowed the Twins to play better D. Is that fair?
That's fair. There's no doubt bringing Hicks has solidified the center field defensive area, and Rosario has done a nice job of covering ground in both left and right. Maybe more importantly, the man over there at third has improved his game quite a bit to the point where he's very reliable. Dozier, Maurer, those guys are solid, certainly Suzuki. So we've got a pretty good assortment. Torii has solidified that right field. I don't know about the sabermetrics when it comes to equating his defense to sabermetrics, but he's certainly done a nice job out there.
Yeah, I think defensively, and I'm a proponent of metrics in the game today, but I think that there are some arbitrary numbers when you try to judge defense, because Brian Dozier on one scale was maybe even slightly below league average at second base, and watching it with our own eyes, hard to believe that when he looked and watched him play every day last year at second.
I would agree with that, because last year I thought he should get some Gold Glove Award points. I'm not saying he should have won the award, but he certainly would be in that discussion, and this year he's backing it up. I don't, with Torii out there, and he made that play the other day against who was that we were playing?
Boston, right field.
Yeah, that was a fantastic play that not a lot of right fielders would make. Center fielders, you'd say, okay, he'd get to that ball. But a lot of right fielders have trouble with that play. He made it, and that's one of the things that you can't equate in metrics. You've got to be able to visualize some of that stuff, and it's a trade-off between the metrics and the visualization.
Let's go back to Aaron Hicks for a moment, and as you watch games and you're scoring games, you're not writing 6-3 and F8 and all that stuff. You're grading at bats and grading all-around play. If you were going to compare your notes of Hicks this month of May compared to May 2013, 2014, how different would those numbers look?
I'd have a lot more pluses on my card for him. There's no question. I put pluses and minuses after every at-bat of every player that I see during every game. And whether it's a sac fly or a sacrifice bunt, those would be pluses for me. You know, certainly he has historically here up till recently had a lot of at-bats where he took called third strikes, which are bothersome. At least put the ball in play. With his type of speed and his athleticism, if he just puts it in play, and especially on the ground, it's going to have a chance to at least be a beat-out type single. But, you know, he got up here early, and I'll be the first to tell you it was premature on my behalf to think that he was going to be able to handle it, and he did not, and we sent him back. And I think the month down there at Rochester this spring has been beneficial, and he's earned a promotion, and now he's doing a little something with it.
Yeah, that's interesting, because that reminds me of something you said about Dozier, I believe, back in 2012, that maybe you rushed him. Did you rush Hicks in hindsight?
I don't think I rushed Dozier. We just put him at shortstop, and that didn't work out. Gardy moved him to second, and it did. I don't think Dozier was rushed, but he might have been a little overwhelmed. And shortstop just didn't work, and of course we sent him back and we didn't recall him in September. I know that was an eye-opener, and we had a long discussion about that. Hicks I did rush. You know, we traded Revere and Spann to get some pitching, and ultimately, I thought maybe Aaron could handle it. It didn't work out that way, and now it looks like he might be able to be mature enough to handle it.
He said something, and getting back to Hicks, he said something after the game when he joined us on Wednesday that I thought I hadn't heard him say in prior years. When he went back to look at that at-bat against Porcello, with the man on base, he knew from video reports and from charts that more times than not, Porcello goes off-speed early in the count with a man on. He knew that, was waiting for that changeup, and he got it and homered to right field. That's a player maturing when you hear that kind of response.
One of the things that we've always encouraged him to do is to study the game. Now, knowing Porcello and knowing what he has to offer and knowing the tendencies, those are studying the game and being prepared for that situation. And I'm not so sure he was doing that prior, and now all of a sudden he realizes the importance of doing background work and statistical work and video work and all that stuff that comes with being a complete player.
All right, we'll take a first break. When we come back, we'll shift gears and talk pitching. The guy going today is after his sixth win here in the month of May. We'll detail that a bit more when we come back. Corey Provis, Terry Ryan, Inside Twins continues next on your home for Twins baseball.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Someone once said, there are no shortcuts in baseball. Oh, sure, you might get a lucky hit, but nobody gets lucky and bats 300 for a whole season. It's something you just can't fake. The same could be said for insurance. You don't accidentally get a reputation for stepping up and doing the right thing. Nope, only 120 years of helping people can do that. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Don't let a sports injury keep you from achieving your goals. Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center's physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians are world leaders in providing non-operative treatment for musculoskeletal injuries to help you recover quickly and perform your best. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make your appointment today at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis, or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
It's the road tripping deal of 2015, thanks to Twins Trips. From July 2nd through the 5th, you'll catch three games in Kansas City as the Twins take on the defending American League champion Royals. The deal includes travel, deluxe hotel accommodations, tickets to the games, a reception, admission to the Negro League Baseball Museum, and more. Plus, your host for the trip, Twins legend Tony Oliva. Call 612-276-3824 or contact Target Field Events at twinsbaseball.com to book your Twins trip today.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. Corey Provis, Terry Ryan. This program taking you up until 12:30 Central Time. Chris Atterbury standing by with today's pregame show, 110 Star Twins and the Blue Jays. Ricky Nolasco on the mound seeking win number six. And Terry, all five wins he has so far have come here in the month of May. How about these numbers? The last time the Twins had any pitcher go 6-0 in any month was Johan Santana back in August of 04. The last time the Twins had any pitcher go 6-0 in the month of May, Jim Hughes back in 75. So some impressive numbers to dissect there with Ricky Nolasco. Stats aside, what have you seen this month?
Well, for me, he is throwing his breaking balls over for strikes, and this is a good matchup for him here with the potent offense Toronto has, but most of them are right-handed. And with that breaking ball, or both breaking balls that he features, if he can just spot his fastball enough, he should be able to give us a decent start. I'm happy for him. It's been a tough go. I know Jim Hughes, Corey, of course. He's a representative of Rawlings. And Johan's a fantastic pitcher, but it'd be very nice to see Ricky go 6-0 in the month of May, and ultimately get us 30 wins in this going into the month of June. And that's what it's all about: getting wins and team and all that good stuff that come with it. We're going on a pretty good roll right now, and I'm hoping Ricky can contribute here again.
Kyle Gibson took a no decision yesterday. In the past, when we have brought up his name, not this year, but in years prior, damage control. Gibson doesn't have his best stuff, but can he hang in there? I thought he did that yesterday. I think he'll be the first to tell you his stuff wasn't that sharp, but he still hung in there and got some key double plays early in the game.
Yesterday was a battle. You know, every inning it seemed like he was in trouble and in base runners all over, and he makes a big pitch and gets a double play. He makes another big pitch and the 1-2-3 double play. We would hope that he would do better than that, so we're not in that type of trouble every inning, and we go into the bullpen in the sixth again. That's not how you draw it up. In some way, he was resilient enough to get it done, but I don't think that's what we want to see out of Kyle. He's better than that, and I just don't know if he attacked the zone. And it's tough for me to be negative when you win a baseball game, but that's not going to play out too long in the distant future here if he keeps that up. We need to get him to be better.
After this series ends, the Twins head to Fenway for four beginning tomorrow night. Mike Pelfrey, 4-1, ERA 2.77, goes in game one. A motivated Mike Pelfrey this season. Whether that goes back to spring training, finding out he was going to start in the bullpen, turns out Santana's suspension in the rotation anyway. Pelfrey motivated, something more than that this year?
How about urgency? You know, he signed the last year of a contract, and I'm sure he would like to continue pitching, and there's a lot to be said about that. When a person is in the last year, he's enjoying life here. This is a pretty good thing for him. He enjoys the organization, this community. I think Mike's one of the best guys we've had here. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for a while, but now it is. And I know that he's having a good time, and he probably would like to continue that for not only this year, but further years.
The home run rate for Hughes this season, he allowed 16 all of last year. I think he's at 11 or 12 so far this season. Alarming?
Well, it's alarming that those two pitches that he threw to Bedoya were on the inner half, and they were up just about where Petey likes those things, and he did something with them. And that would be of concern, yes. I'm not all that excited about seeing Pedroia hit two-run homers off us, but, you know, he has a knack, too. He'll get going here. I'm not sure he's hit midstream, and hopefully it'll continue like he did last year. Once we started, he was a little slow out of the gate, but he found himself.
Twins will have Pelfrey, Hughes, May, Gibson the next four. Red Sox will oppose with Buchholz, Porcello, a young lefty, Eduardo Rodriguez, had a great debut in Texas a few days back. He will go in game three. Knuckleballer Stephen Wright will go in the afternoon game in game four. We'll take another break here at Inside Twins. When we come back, we'll talk bullpen. Twins made a roster move this week. We'll get more on that with Terry and more coming up. Inside Twins continues next on your home for Twins baseball.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Every Tuesday is a U.S. Bank Value Pack Day at Target Field. Purchase a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View ticket and receive a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi. For more information, go to TwinsBaseball.com.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Going to see the Twins after work? Bring your coworkers down to Target Field from 5:30 to 6:30 for Thirsty Thursday nights. Enjoy discounted happy hour prices, including $2 draft beers and rail drinks, along with great appetizer specials. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursday nights at Target Field.
Welcome back to Inside Twins as we continue from the Thomson Reuters Champions Club here at Target Field on a beautiful late May Sunday. Twins wrapping up the month of May today. Twins and the Blue Jays rubber game of this series as we continue with our conversation now with Terry Ryan. Let's shift gears to the bullpen. Tim Stauffer's back in the bullpen. Twins also made a move this week with Casey Fien off the DL and Michael Tonkin went down. Was there much debate about Fien not just coming back, but who would go down and what the corresponding move would be?
Yeah, there's more talk about who was going to go down than Fien coming back. I think it's apparent after seeing him the last 2 days, he was ready to come here and contribute and has. And we had to make a decision, and we sent Michael back. You know, he could use some work on his slider, but for the most part, while he was here, he did a decent job. And you can tell the improvement to the organization when we have trouble sending people back, because he could have stayed, there's no doubt. Theo Bar back in the day could have stayed, but we've got other people that are also contributing, and we have tough decisions to make, which is what we always desire.
Paul Molitor hasn't been shy about the fact he would prefer to have 12 in the pitching staff at 13 now for a few days. What do you need to see in order to get the roster back down to 12?
We need somebody down there at AAA to start forcing the issue is about what it comes down to, and we can go to 12, but who are you going to call up right now? There's nobody really that's of urgency to get up here. Arcia's got a couple more days on his rehab or longer, depending on how things. They got rained out today, and they're off tomorrow, so it's not going to do him any good. But, you know, when you start talking about going down to 12, we're on a pretty good ride here right now, and I'm not real sure that we want to mess with it. And going into Boston, you know, that's always troublesome with 12 maybe. So we'll stay at 13 for the time being, but you know, eventually I suspect we will get to 12, and that will be another tough decision.
Kenny Vargas hitting in the mid-300s. He's hit some home runs. What about Josemel Pinto? Is he an option that you may look at when you do, if you do, and when you do get back down to 12?
We're keeping a good eye on him, but he's had his troubles down there. It's not been very consistent, and Vargas is doing a decent job, and he's another guy you keep your eye on, and certainly Arcia. And there are a couple other guys maybe doing even a better job down there than aren't on the roster, and we're at 40, so that's another issue.
Chris Herman's name was in the news a lot, even before the game yesterday, about the fact that, you know, Herman was going to catch, but has he played the other positions that maybe he would have played before the season began? Part of the reasons I think why he made the team is that he was versatile, compared with Pinto and Fryer playing some other positions, but Herman simply is pretty much caught so far down here.
I think that's the way that Paul wants it, Corey. He wouldn't be afraid to put him in left or right or even at first if he had to, but I also believe that Paul wants him to be the backup guy. We have other alternatives in the outfield, and one of the reasons he hasn't been out there is Escobar and Nunez can go out there as well. We've had other people that need at bats, maybe more so, and you know, we haven't got Escobar going yet. He hasn't taken off, and we're hoping and trying to get him going. I think he's off today, but, you know, every time I see him out there, I'm just waiting for him to get that one hit that gets him ignited here. He just hasn't gotten taken off, so we've got other people we've got to worry about as well.
We're approaching 50 games now into the season, June 1, obviously, tomorrow. Suzuki, Hunter, have they played more than you envisioned when the season began?
I don't think so. I think he's playing them, and he gave them a day off yesterday. And, you know, he's not afraid to give those guys a day off. And, you know, what's ironic, yesterday we played Nunez, and we played Herman, and we played Escobar and still won that game. It allows us to give other people a day off. And that's very comforting for a manager and a coaching staff to be able to give those guys. Torrey Hunter's 39, and he's going to want days off, and certainly we got to keep an eye on that, and the same with Suzuki. But they're not afraid to put other people in that lineup, and it allows us to win a game like that. And now they come back today, and hopefully we'll win another one.
Has the impact that Eddie Rosario, the impact he has provided to this team, is it comparable to the impact that Danny Santana had with this team in May of last year?
We'll have to play that out some, but he's done a nice job, and he's getting his hits now, and he's playing a steady outfield. And there's a little bit of that consistency that we're looking for in him. You know, he hit that ball a long way the other day. I'm not sure anybody at 180 pounds has the right to hit a ball 433 feet, but he did. And we would like to see him drive the ball, and he is capable of doing that, and certainly we're hoping that solid defense will continue.
We'll take our last break. When we come back, we'll get away from the X's and O's with the big league club, a thought or two on Alex Meyer, as well as Terry's take on Dan Jennings in Miami. We'll get him some thoughts from Terry about that and more when we come back. Inside Twins continues next in your home for Twins baseball.
You gotta know.
Twins fans, join SA for Super America Kids Day at Target Field, where not full tickets save you $5 in the home run porch for select Sunday games. Sunday is Kids Day, so partner up with Super America. Visit a store near you to pick up a not full ticket voucher. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
Love the speed of a zero-turn mower but want the steering of a tractor? Get the best of both with Toro's new Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor. It combines the steering wheel and speed control pedal of a tractor with the maneuverability of a zero-turn, along with a hitch to pull yard care attachments. See the smart features and proven dependability of the new Toro Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Nanke's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
The Twins won yesterday, so you know what that means. 50% off large and extra large pizzas from Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com today and use promo code TWINSWIN to get 50% off any regular menu price large or extra large pizzas.
Go Big Papa.
That's 50% off Papa John's pizza today and the day after any Twins win. Now that's a steal of a pizza deal. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Hey, Twins fans. Chevrolet now offers great selection on pickups available, including the 2015 Silverado from the family of the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road. Or choose the 2015 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the all-new Chevy Colorado. See all the latest offers at ChevyDealOnline.com or visit your select Heartland Chevy dealers. Proud sponsors of Minnesota Twins baseball. Dependability based on longevity, 1987 to April 2013, full-size pickup registrations.
Meet Maggie. Nothing thrilled Maggie until she discovered the Minnesota Lottery's new Make My Day family of games. Now everything makes her day.
Small coffee, Maggie.
Maggie, party of two, your table is ready.
Booyah!
Prescription for Maggie.
Play Make My Day, week, month, or year for the chance to win up to $200,000. Chance is a beautiful thing. Must be 18 or older. MNLottery.com.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund, getting more kids in the game.
The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
A few minutes left here with Terry Ryan as we wrap up Inside Twins. And Rob Antony joined us last week on the show. Did not bring up Alex Meyer's name. Wanted to wait to bring that up with you. He's had two appearances now to the bullpen. When that news was announced that he was out of the rotation, I'm sure some fans were saying, oh no, this was supposed to be one of the top starters in the system, but now in the bullpen. Is it that dire?
Well, he was struggling, and his ERA was way up there, about 7, which is not acceptable. So we decided to take a little different path, maybe give him a break from starting and put him in the pen for a while. To see if we can help him. Now, we're talking about his arm slot, and it's lower than we want it. We're trying to get that up. But it doesn't hurt any sometimes to take a step back and see if we can clear his head and get him going in the right direction, which he has done. He's had two outings and thrown the ball well, so we'll see. I'm not putting any timetable on it, but we haven't certainly given up on his starting.
But yeah, so long term, this is still, this is believed to be a short term idea right now?
Right now it is, and we've talked long and hard about whether or not you want to move him to the pen and just let him fog it up there, and we could do that, and, you know, we might. But right now we had to take a step back because he wasn't succeeding as a starter.
Was his changeup any better at all
Yes.
in a starting role?
Yeah, it was. I saw him, you know, I saw him, and I saw him good. And it was about 6 weeks ago, and he hasn't really thrown that well since. So I'm of the opinion that he can still start, but it hasn't happened. So the people that are with him know better than I do that right now moving him to the pen might be the best thing for a while.
All right, leaving the Twins alone, let's close with this. Dan Jennings has been managing the Marlins now for a couple of weeks. Mike Redmond was let go earlier this month from a GM. What was your reaction upon hearing the news that a GM was leaving the front office and going back in the dugout?
Yeah, this isn't like Bobby Cox, you know, when he was named a manager. So, Dan Jennings is a close friend of mine, and I know him well. He's a great baseball man, Corey. And this has got to be tough. You know, I don't know if they wanted him to take this so badly that he did just out of the goodness of the organization. But Dan Jennings is a good man, and I hope he succeeds.
Have you had a chance to reach out to Mike Redmond and all, just kind of
touch
base with him?
I have. I sent him a text. He got back to me. And he's enjoying being a father, but I know this one hurt.
Yeah, I'm sure. Terry, thanks for the time.
Okay, Corey.
All right, Terry Ryan joining us here live inside Twins. Do not go anywhere. Much more to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Chris Atterbury's pregame show is about 4 minutes away. Then game three. Twins, after another series win, trying to win their 20th here in the month of May. Twins and the Blue Jays at 1:10 Central Time. Nolasco 5-1, Hutchison 4-1, opposing for Toronto. Thank you for listening. More to come here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. I'm Corey Provis on your home for Twins Baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.